Hi, I'm Ashley Lair from Germantown, New York. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Hudson, Catskill. Hands-on and listener-supported radio.
Thank you for tuning in to WGXC. We are a brand new creative and community radio station serving Greene and Columbia counties. We're working hard to bring you local news and a wide variety of programs produced by the residents of our community. WGXC is a program of the local nonprofit arts organization Free 103.9, which is dedicated to cultivating transmission arts, so expect to hear artists at the forefront of radio art during our late night hours, as well as on Saturdays when we'll regularly be featuring interviews and live performances from internationally renowned artists experimenting with broadcast media.
Good morning, you're listening to WGXC 90.7, Acra, Hudson, Catskill. You just listened to Benediction and Dreams by Lila Downs from the soundtrack Frida. Today we're going to be listening to the score and soundtrack from the film Frida, and you're listening to the score. I'm Lisa Thomas.
I'm Margot Pelletier.
Today our show is in honor of International Women's Day, which is celebrated globally on March 8th. This year is the 100th anniversary of International Women's Day. We'll be listening to the score and musical selections from Frida based on the life of the amazing Mexican world-famous painter Frida Kahlo.
As well as speaking about Elliot Goldenthal's score, which is absolutely amazing, we are, in honor of the theme today, going to be speaking about three absolutely amazing women. Frida Kahlo, the famous Mexican painter, Julie Taymor, a wonderful director, and Selma Hayek, an amazing actress. International Women's Day started as a socialist political event. It was first observed in February 28th in 1909 in the United States. It was following a declaration by the Socialist Party of America. In 1910, the Socialist Second Internationale held the first International Women's Conference in Copenhagen, 100 women from 17 countries decided to establish an International Women's Day to promote equal rights and including the right for women to vote. The following year, 1911, International Women's Day was marked for the first time by over 1 million women. This year, in our own country, President Obama declared March to be Women's History Month.
We're going to listen to a track called Viva La Vida now from the soundtrack, Brita.
Vida, que ayer se fue. Viva las sombras de mis voces llorando lejos. Viva los sueños.
Frida is an apt choice for a show dedicated to International Women's Day, as the movie is full of issues women have been fighting for decades: education, equality, freedom of expression, self-determination, love, marriage, sexuality, politics, and even a position in the arts. The 2002 film Frida, starring Salma Hayek, is an adaptation of Hayden Herrera's book Frida, a biography on Frida Kahlo. The movie is about the amazing and tortured life of Mexico's most famous female painter, Frida Kahlo. It is as much a love story between Frida and Mexico's most famous muralist, Diego Rivera, as it is a story of will and defiance. Frida was born in July in 1907 and died at the age of 47.
much to the credit of the director, Julie Taymor, this film is so luscious, it's almost like a painting. And one of the most dramatic scenes in the film is a near-fatal accident that Frida had at the age of 18. She and her boyfriend were coming back from a Day of the Dead celebration, and they were running for the bus. They saw a shiny new bus and decided to get on it. Very excitedly, they're chatting away on the bus. The bus driver is driving through Mexico City, and he is trying to get ahead of a trolley, and thinking he has enough time, he starts to make the turn, and the trolley goes right into the side of the bus. And all the people, of course, go flying, and a railing from the bus seat actually pierces through Frida's hip and comes out her coccyx bone. And she is thrown, and she's lying on the ground, and she's in a pool of blood. And one of the passengers was an artisan that had a box with him, and one of the things in his box was gold dust for the ceiling of a cathedral. And this gold dust has fallen all over Frida in her pool of blood, and she actually looks like a religious icon. It's just an amazing scene. One of the people on the bus that actually is in good shape goes over to her body, and thinking he has to get that rod out of her, he pulls the rod out of her, and it's fracturing bones all the way it comes out of her body. This wound actually shaped the rest of her life. She would then spend 50% of her life in bed, much of which she spent painting in bed.
We're now going to listen to a track called La Caballera, which was the music that played just after the bus accident scene in the opening of the film Frida. Enjoy.
Frida married the very well-known, world-famous Mexican muralist Diego Rivera in 1929, and as Rivera said to her once, "We were born for each other." And this love story is comparable to Romeo and Juliet, except that it's fraught with very modern problems, one of which is infidelity. Now, Frida always celebrated her sexuality. In fact, she was bisexual and very openly so. But when she marries Rivera, she really wants a traditional marriage. And eventually she becomes resigned to the fact that he's a womanizer. And she accepts this until he actually has an affair with her younger sister, her closest family member, and her confidant, and she is absolutely devastated after this affair.
There's a moment when Frida, who's played by Selma Hayek, decides that she's going to go out on the town with Diego and flirt with all the men in the bar and really let him have it. So she does that and sings this song after she's had a little too much tequila. So this is actually the actress Selma Hayek with Los Vega from that scene right after she gets mad at Diego in the film Frida.
Ay, qué bonito es volar, y a las dos de la mañana, y a las dos de la mañana, y ay, qué bonito es volar, ay, mamá, volar y dejarse caer en los brazos de tu hermana, en los brazos de tu hermana. Hasta quisiera llorar. Me agarra la bruja, me lleva al cuartel, me vuelve maceta, me da de comer. Me agarra la bruja, me lleva al cerrito, me siente en sus piernas, me da de besar. Y ay, dígame, ay, dígame, ay, dígame usted, ¿cuántas criaturitas se ha chupado usted? Ninguna, ninguna, ninguna no ve, quien con pretensiones me chupa de usted. Y ahora sí, maldita bruja, ya te chupaste a mi hijo, ya te chupaste a mi hijo. Y ahora sí, maldita bruja, ya le vas a chupar, y a tu marido el ombligo, y a tu marido el ombligo. Ahora le vas a chupar. Me agarra la bruja, me lleva a su casa, me vuelve maceta y una calabaza. Me agarra la bruja, me lleva al cerrito, me sienta en sus piernas, me da de besito. Ay, dígame, ay, dígame, ay, dígame usted, ¿cuántas criaturitas se ha chupado usted? Ninguna, 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 no ve, tengo pretensiones de chuparme usted.
I was very impressed that you were incredibly knowledgeable about Latin music and you knew all these names like Julio Jaramillo or Chalna Vargas. Why do you think you had this interest for these very unique artists?
Well, you just mentioned two artists, Chavela Vargas from Costa Rica and Julio Jaramillo from Guayaquil in Ecuador. That these two artists especially, I mean, just the two that you mentioned, are, for me, equivalent to the great artists like Stravinsky or Louis Armstrong or Duke Ellington. They're the eloquence, the language, the ease in which the music is created. When I listen to Chavela, I mean, I just completely melt. I mean, I can't help but weep.
Todos me dicen el negro llorona, negro, pero cariñoso. Todos me dicen el negro llorona, negro, pero cariñoso. Yo soy como el chile verde, llorona, picante, pero sabroso. Yo soy como el chile verde, llorona, picante, pero sabroso. Ay, de mi llorona, 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 llévame al río, tapame con tu rebozo, llorona, porque me muero de frío.
That was a interview. Hopefully you could hear it. Our levels looked a little low here in the studio, but that was an interview with Selma and Elliot Goldenthal, the composer of the film.
Yeah, the score is nothing less than astonishing, and I hope you'll agree after hearing more of it. It was composed by the American composer Elliot Goldenthal, and as we mentioned earlier, in keeping with our theme today, By choosing the film Frida, we also celebrate the work of Julie Taymor, the director of the film, and the actress Selma Hayek. And she does play the part of Frida within the movie, and it was really her baby. She wanted this film made. She reviewed many scripts. She solicited the help of her friends, her very talented friends, some of whom are in the movie.
Ashley Judd was one of them that she called up and said, you just got to do this part. And what's so amazing is they did their parts for scale, which is, you know, actors make thousands, sometimes millions of dollars to do a film. And then if you have someone like Ashley Judd or Antonio Banderas working for scale, it's like they're agreeing to do a day's work for like a couple hundred dollars. So it's kind of a very amazing gift that they gave to Selma Hayek.
She was dating Edward Horton at the time.
Edward Norton, yeah.
Oh, sorry, Edward Norton. And he actually is the one that refined the script. Anyway, it took her 8 years to get the film made.
Elliot Goldenthal and Julie Taymor, the director, have actually been a couple and making work together for over 20 years. Goldenthal has composed music for nearly every one of Taymor's projects. A New York Times article from 2002 entitled Julie Taymor and Elliot Goldenthal United in Their Love for The Outsider interviewed the couple, and here is what we learned about them from the article.
The couple share an appreciation for oddball extravagance and the mythologically fantastic. Frida was actually a departure for the Taymor and Goldenthal team, and they often work having animals come to life and animals speak, and with fairy tale themes and sort of a stylized myth-based spectacles. Their previous work was sort of based on that. And Frida is actually, you know, a true story, and it's based on very real people. And here is a quote from the composer. We've always gravitated towards chronicles of the outsider, someone who, being outside, has a very deaf way of observing and personalizing existence.
Now we're going to listen to a track called El Conejo. Hopefully I'm saying that right in Spanish. By Los Conites. So enjoy.
Ahí váyanse preparando. Ahí váyanse preparando. Que el conejo ha de salir. Búscalo aquí, búscalo allá.
¿Cómo que te va? ¿Cómo que te viene bien?
Julie Taymor, the director for the film Frida, spent her formative years studying puppetry, mask making, and movement-based theater in Bali and Java. She is best known for staging the Broadway mega hit The Lion King, which won the Tony Award for Best Direction of a Musical. Julie Taymor was the first woman to win this award.
Taymor's not especially interested in biographies, and she said that she was interested in the film Frida in part because with that film she could learn so much about Frida's life by studying her paintings. Frida chronicles her life through her work. Now Taymor, being an artist herself and living with the artist composer Goldenthal, knew that the challenges in trying to convey to people an artist's method were absolutely great. You know, how does one explain something as abstract as an artist's process? What she decided to do, and I think did very, just wonderfully. It didn't turn out hokey, it's just magical. She actually took the paintings of Frida and she recreated them three-dimensionally. She actually used people to have these paintings come alive.
So we're now going to listen to a quick song called The Suicide of Dorothy Hale, which is also a painting of the same name by Frida Kahlo. The song was done by Elliot Goldenthal, the composer for the film Frida.
Dorothy Hale was a socialite and an actress. She lived in New York City in the 1930s, and she was incredibly beautiful, but not as talented, and she actually ended up committing suicide by jumping off a building. This song was in the movie because one of Frida's paintings actually depicts this suicide, and I actually also discovered that Dorothy Hale, in her second marriage, was married to a muralist, so I'm sure there was a connection there also. Julie Taymor says this about why she wanted to direct the film Frida. In part, what drew me to Frida was its portrayal of a complicated and unorthodox relationship between two artists, Frida and Diegro, who, for all his notions of womanizing and her unabashed bisexuality, were committed to each other. When you ask what their love was based on, it wasn't just about sexuality or a physical attraction. These were two people who really supported each other as artists. I strongly identified with that. Elliot and I worked together for 5 years before we became involved on another level.
Now you're going to be hearing the song The Journey by Elliot Goldenthal.
Thank you.
you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Score. We're listening to music from the soundtrack Frida, and that was Elliot Goldenthal's piece, The Journey, from the film. Frida was the first step in some new directions for Elliot Goldenthal. Doug Adams from the Web Film Score site says, "His tunes are full of impetuous momentum, but tinged with an introspective sadness. The solo guitar plays a major role and serves to highlight the sophisticated, naive cast and colors both the score and the film. The guitar is virtuosic, yet maintains strong ties to authentic Mexican folk styles. The score features guest vocalists by Latin American stars like Caetano Veloso, Lila Downs, and the 90-year-old Chavela Vargas. Nearly one half of the Frida CD is composed of traditional Mexican tunes. The intersection of these tunes with Goldenthal's compositions is harmonious because he carefully chooses the instruments and the musical elements, and no matter how outlandishly he treats these elements, he is always making sure that all of this has a strong connection to its Mexican roots." So now we're going to be playing Cue Can and Variations by Elliot Goldenthal. Frida, and in real life, Diego Rivera and Frida Kahlo had a female friend named Concha Miguel who was a singer. Music played a big part of their social circle, and in the film Frida, the Mexican singer Lila Downs actually plays a character loosely based on Concha Miguel. Goldenthal wrote a song specifically for Miss Downs to sing during a party scene in which Frida dances a very sexy tango with the photographer Tina Mondotti, played by Ashley Judd. So this is the song for that lovely scene.
La noche irá sin prisa de nostalgia. Habrá de ser un tango nuestra herida, un acordeón sangriento nuestras almas. Seremos esta noche todo el día. Vuelve a mí, amanece sin luz en nuestra alcoba azul, donde no hubo sol para nosotros. Llégame, mata mi corazón en nuestra alcoba azul.
Elliot Goldenthal was born on May 2nd in 1954 in New York. He received his education at the Manhattan School of Music. He was, as I said, he was born in New York, but he was raised in Brooklyn, and he was surrounded by many different kinds of music, blues, jazz, classical, Latin, Caribbean, and all of this would come to influence his work and show up later in his work. He first gained recognition as an outstanding composer for his score for the work created for theater called Juan Darien, Carnival Mass. The theater piece was directed by his life partner, Julie Timor, and the score won him an Obie Award.
The first feature that Goldenthal scored was for the film Drugstore Cowboy, which some of you may remember was directed by Gus Van Sant in 1989. He composed the music for Shadow Play Scherzo and Part-Time Variations in 1990, as well as Frida. Goldenthal composed a score for Aliens 3, Interview with a Vampire, Michael Collins, The Butcher Boy, In Dreams, Batman Forever, and Batman and Robin, and the film Titus. In 1997, he composed music for the Broadway production The Green Bird and the ballet Othello, produced in the New York Metropolitan Opera.
He's created the score for more than 20 films. He also, as we have pointed out, has created music for theater, for opera, and for commemorative events. He's won numerous awards, including the Academy Award for Best Score for the film Frida in 2003. And his score for Frida also earned him a Globe Award.
Now we're going to listen to Burning Bed by Elliot Goldenthal.
He has been called the thinking man's composer. He's known for his intense experimentation and his willingness to try new and unconventional techniques and processes. But what adds to the success of this experimentation is a person within Goldenthal's team, and his name is Richard Martinez, and he is the electronic music producer.
Every project that we do, Goldenthal says, requires a different approach. But one thing that is always consistent is the framework that Rick provides. That's Rick Martinez. In essence, he is giving me all those new instruments to work with. He keeps coming up with surprising combinations of sound. Other members of Goldenthal's team is Tess Gohl, which is his supervising producer, Robert Elay, who's the orchestrator, and Joel Iwataki, his sound engineer. The talent of these other artists allows Goldenthal to concentrate predominantly on just writing the music, which is kind of rare for a composer to have that kind of support team. Now we're going to play Still Life by Elliot Goldenthal.
Elliot says that he likes to try the 10 wrong decisions before you stumble onto the thing that really works.
One of Goldenthal's roommates from Manhattan School of Music, where he was studying in the 1970s, relates this story. He was a trumpet player, and Elliot was composing a piece of music and asked him to take the mouthpiece from the trumpet and to buzz into the wrong end of the mouthpiece, and then to sing into the wrong end of the mouthpiece. The classmate said, he was just way ahead of the rest of us. Now we're going to listen to Estrella Oscuridad by Lila Downs.
Goldenthal has said that the score to Frida was inspired by the fact that because of her accident, she was a woman who spent most of her life in bed. And here's a quote from him. "I wanted the score to be like another character in the bed." And indeed, the frequent use of a single guitar motif in the score creates this sort of delicate intimacy. Because Frida spent so much time in her bed and in her bedroom, Goldenthal said he wanted to compose music that could be played by a few musicians that could actually fit in the bedroom as if they were serenading her.
Now we're going to listen to a track called Solo 2, which is one of these tracks of Elliot Goldenthal's, like Margot describes. ¶¶
This show would be remiss if we did not talk about Frida's paintings a little bit. And a lot of us have been very fortunate to actually see original paintings by Frida Kahlo. Her paintings, the strokes are incredibly delicate, kind of like, they're sort of like Georgia O'Keeffe. And yet, they produce the most dramatic feelings in people. They were very narrative, which is kind of in the Mexican tradition. They're almost like looking at religious paintings in that they're telling a story. And many people, I think, in kind of a lazy fashion, say that she was a portrait artist or that she was just creating self-portraits one after the other. And I really feel that using herself a lot as a motif, I mean, after all, here's a woman lying in bed with a mirror hanging over her head. This is really what she had to use as subject matter. But these self-portraits, they actually, I think, talk about psychological states of the human condition. They're incredibly powerful, very beautiful, very, very, lots of play between very strong, harsh kinds of areas with very, very delicate, almost translucent, transparent areas. So I hope you will all have a chance to see her work.
And if you don't know much about Frida Kahlo, a great way to learn a little bit about her is to see the film Frida. It's such a well-done film, and I saw it last night for the second time. And we're going to go out on one last song today. It's called Burn It Blue, which was a song that both Elliot Goldenthal and Julie Taymor wrote together. Julie Taymor, again, is the director of the film Frida, and she wrote the lyrics to the song, but it's actually going to be sung by Caetano Veloso and Lila Downs. Margot, you usually do a little station out.
Well, first, I want to thank the women in the world for their strength and for their conviction to fight for equality. And I have to do a personal thank you to all the women who are so intimately involved in my own life. So thank you to all of them, and you know who you are. And thanks for joining us this morning for our celebration of International Women's Month. And be good to yourself, be better to your neighbor, and before you do anything, make sure you know the score.
And one other thing, if you are a composer or filmmaker living in the area and you want to submit to the score and have your work considered, please do so by sending us an email. It's thescore44@yahoo.com. So again, the email is thescore44@yahoo.com, and you can just address it to either Margot or myself. My name is Lisa. All right, so enjoy this last one, Burn It Blue.
This house, burn it blue. Heart running on empty. So lost without you, but the night sky blooms with fire, and the burning bed floats higher, and she's free to fly. Woman so weary, spread your unbroken wings. Fly free as the swallow sings. Come to the fireworks, see the dark lady smile. She burns, and the night sky blooms with fire, and the burning bed flows higher, and she's free to fly. so cold without you. And the night sky blooms with fire, and the burning bed floats higher, and she's free to fly. And of the dark days painted in dark gray hues, they fade with the dream of you, wrapped in red velvet, dancing the night away. My bird,
WGXC.